Biomedical researchers across central and western New York are getting a new piece of sophisticated machinery that will allow them to get a closer look at the way cells and proteins interact. And as WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, that could lead to discoveries of medicines to treat illnesses ranging from HIV/AIDS to the flu.
You could compare it to making the jump from a standard TV to a digital television, according to officials who announced a $2 million federal grant in Syracuse this week. It will allow a consortium of six upstate colleges and universities to buy what's called an 800 megahertz nuclear magnetic resonance spectrometer. Right now, there's a 600 megahertz machine housed at SUNY ESF in Syracuse. But this more powerful piece of machinery will allow closer looks at cell interaction, and that, upstate Medical University Vice President for Research Rosemary Rochford says, will mean researchers can discover new drugs.
Because once you know how they're interacting, you can make something that blocks that interaction. Or if they're not working right, you can see what you can make to work that make them work better. So the long term is to really think about drug discovery and ways that we can improve health that way.
This will be the only instrument of its kind in central and western New York. Along with SUNY ESF and Upstate Medical University, researchers at Syracuse University, Cornell, the University of Buffalo, and the University of Rochester will have access to the new high-tech instrument. It will be housed at SUNY ESF in Syracuse. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.